Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, well, well. He wants to know if he's the jerk for making a joke about his wife's friend.
No. Wait, without context, I can't just say no. I mean, it's your wife's friend, which means it's your friend,
right?
You're
damn right. You stick, you know what? Good answer. You stick with the wife. She doesn't like her, neither do you. You got me?
Oh, she doesn't like her?
I don't know. Listen.
I'm listening. I can't prejudge.
He said, Allie and DZ, I'm 29. My wife is 32. Not important, but just painting a picture of our life. Mm-hmm. My wife has a group of friends, and she dislikes one of them because she talks bad about others. A girl in the friend group invited all of us to her birthday party for dinner at a restaurant, and the girl she disliked ended up sitting right across from us. Well, I ended up ordering the same thing as the friend she dislikes. I then make a joke about, wow, I picked the wrong girl.
Oh.
It was a joke, not funny to my wife.
Yeah, no kidding.
Am I the jerk for making a joke about my wife's friend?
I mean, that was the joke.
Oh, God.
That you picked the wrong girl?
Because they ordered the same food.
Just because y'all got the same chicken
the
parm
joke
or whatever?
Would have been funny if she liked the girl. Maybe. Maybe.
If y'all were close. Maybe you could have slid with that one.
But yeah, if I don't like somebody and my man's like, oh, I picked the wrong girl, which would, yeah, it might set me off too. I'm not going to lie.
Do you know they don't like each other?
Who?
The friends. Are you cognizant as the partner that your wife doesn't like that friend?
Because
if not, you're just dumb and made a mistake.
He said he knows.
But he says he knows
because
she
dislikes
talks
one of them because she talks bad about others. He doesn't like her.
That's the first sign for me where... Maybe that's the wrong joke. I know it was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're supposed to be able to be bashful and joke whatever with all the friends. You know which friends you can and can't joke with.
You better be on my side, though. Isn't that the moral of the story if we're married?
Moral of the story.
Or in a relationship or partnered up. My side. My side.
And that's
not her side. Don't even make the joke. Ha, ha, ha. He made some stupid joke, which he was harmless, but it was not harmless in the grand scheme of things in her mind. She's like, really? You're making a funny joke with a girl I hate about how you should be together.
I hear that he's comfortable because it's her group of friends, right? You can kind of say what you want. It's free talk. Not always. Mm-mm. And you got to recognize when it ain't. And if your wife already has some type of feelings towards that friend, come on. You got to be better than this one.
He's a jerk. 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 He's a jerk. 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 I don't know what people are going to say. 414-533-1037. Is he a jerk for making a joke about his wife's friend and saying, oh, I picked the wrong girl because they ordered the same thing at a restaurant and... she didn't take it very kindly because she doesn't like this girl.
It's a joke, but that's the wrong joke.
It was was the wrong
joke. It's the wrong joke. It's one thing if you're like,
his wife's mad.
Oh, look at you trying to copy me, you goofy. You copier. You sucker.
Like I said, you don't like her and I don't like her. That's how we go.
Then that's a joke. If you're ribbing on the friend, then you're going, oh, man, why'd you have to copy me? Oh, you suck. That's different.
Somebody's
going to
say, oh, just be mature. Who cares? He's not leaving with the woman. Blah, blah, blah.
What are you worried about? Yeah, I get it.
Chris from Greenfield said, okay, I'm not the only one that hit the when you said the joke.
What
did you say about the joke? I don't understand, Chris. You're going to have to call in. I'm confused.
Facts. I really don't know what he's talking about. Our text lines come in so weird, too.
I don't know. I hate our text lines. So, somebody said, I don't even get the joke. The joke was that they ordered the same food. Let's say DZ and his wife are across from me, and she doesn't like me. And DZ and I both order steak.
Yeah.
And when we order, you go,
oh, you ordered the steak too? Aaron, I'm with the wrong girl.
Oh, hell no. And Aaron hates me. Imagine. That's the joke. He's making a joke, and it's a horrible joke because his wife does not like this girl.
Even though we're all supposed to be friends.
Is that clear now?
And okay to say whatever. The joke was not funny. You say what it is.
Or was it?
Who laughed?
Him. Nobody else. All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so he wants to know if he's the jerk for making a joke about his wife's friend. His wife does not like this friend because she thinks she's toxic. She talks about other people.
It's
blah, blah, blah.
A frenemy.
Yeah, it's a frenemy. So they end up across the table at dinner, at a birthday dinner, and he makes a joke about how he picked the wrong girl because he and the girl, the one that badmouths everybody, he said, oh, I picked the wrong one because they both ordered the same meal.
Hubby and the frenemy got the same food, so hubby said, oh, ha, 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 I should be with you instead,
oh,
girl.
Oh, God.
That's the joke? That's the joke. That's the joke.
The wife was not happy, and here we are now, and everybody's angry. Jennifer's in Racine, and she is hot. I mean hot.
Like mad?
Yes.
Oh.
Hey, Jennifer.
Morning, Jennifer. Hey, girl.
Hi. Yes, I am so upset. I can't even believe this is something someone really said.
Okay, girl. Well, I'm going to open the gates. Go.
Okay, I just want to put it in perspective. I'm 26, so maybe I'm just too young, and my opinion is like
your
I need to grow up.
Your opinion matters. No.
So upset right now. I don't understand why he would say that. He would have been the next thing on that plate. We would have been eating him for dinner.
Hold on. Cannibal. Hold
so
on,
she thinks
Jennifer.
Jerk, obviously.
I'm going jerk.
He would have been canceled forever.
Yeah. You're not young. Everybody has their own way. Some might say it's an insecurity thing, but some might say it's just about supporting your partner.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming people are going to think it's an insecurity thing, but
for some it's
I just
about,
feel like, why would you say that? If I don't like this person, then you don't like this person.
Can we agree that we would definitely feel differently if this was somebody we got love and affection for, appreciation
yes.
for? Because it's the frenemy situation that makes this joke not funny. I don't think you joke about this, period.
That's the thing, because think about this. There's tons of people I don't like, DZ, that you get along with just fine. Think about it. And that's cool. But you would never make a joke like, I'd rather be on the radio with you instead of Allie, or
I'd
come for you.
That is exactly, I agree. It's one of my cool friends.
Yeah.
But you know that I don't like this girl. Why would you go in here and say this in front of me and embarrass us all?
That part. Like, you could be nice, but you went too far.
And embarrass us all.
See what I mean?
Because think about it. Somebody might have not thought that was funny. Somebody might have thought you were being serious. And somebody might now think you guys' relationship is on rocky roads. And maybe, you know, that was a slight.
It's the joke.
Yes.
It's the joke. It's the
that
one.
That would have me over the edge. I would have been so mad.
I hear you.
I would have just left him there. He would have been right there with her. Go ahead.
You're not going to divorce him over that. I mean, come on. You're
I
just going to have
divorce
a fight.
Him, but I'm like, left. You're supposed to know that I don't like this person. And if I don't like this person, you don't like this person.
This
why would you say this?
Great topic.
I know that this so was an argument on the way home because there's no way that she just let this go.
That would have been the next one. It better have been safe for the ride home, not in public.
What if, now the devil's advocate coming out here, what if she has only ever badmouthed his friend in private? So in public, you guys are BFFs. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the frenemies you treat the best in public, right? Unfortunately, you keep them close.
You're being professional.
You're being professional or whatever.
So the thing is, like, that's why it's bad that he did it, because if we're in private, chances are you're the person I'm telling all of this stuff to. Mm-hmm. You know everything I hate about this girl.
Oh, that's
and you're going to go
you
in
don't have my back.
And do this.
It's like I complain to you about this girl, and then you don't have my back, and you say something
yeah.
stupid about how you should have been with her instead because you both ordered the steak or whatever.
Yeah,
I understand.
Yeah,
that's why you're hot.
I would have been real. Yeah,
well,
I would have been.
If you're hot
so
now,
mad.
Hold on. The guy on the phone next disagrees with you. Love you. If she's not mad yet, she's going to be pulling up Nick
oh,
and
that
Tosa.
Was too good, bro. You're
Nick,
funny.
Are you brave enough to say jerk after that?
You still 10 toes or something?
Sure.
You're not the jerk, I mean. Not the jerk. Which way are you
no,
going?
I'm standing.
Nice.
I'm standing. Not
right.
the jerk.
Stand
right. I now, thought it was funny.
Explain yourself. Yeah. Why was it funny?
Go on.
Okay. Like any good joke, I'm pretty sure the timing was just off a little bit.
True.
Maybe.
You know, maybe if they had, you know...
You're saying a lot of your nose, Nick. You're saying a lot of your nose.
He said, I had my speech ready in my head. I had my speech.
I don't know. Maybe,
it's,
maybe
okay.
it's just my sense of humor. I think my girl... She would have found it funny. I don't know.
Yeah, you're
I probably
not alone.
Would have kicked in
Listen,
the shins under the table. But
yeah, you might have gotten a kick, but you're not alone. There are people listening who would have this would have gone like very lightly and jokingly in their relationship. And so you do represent some weird population, DZ, and I don't
wow.
understand.
But you, but you normally know. You normally know the jokes
you know
that
better.
Are green and the jokes that are not.
Right.
You know better. He
right.
should have known better.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't disagree, but I do feel like DZ said earlier, that if all we do is diss this girl, you know, back home
in
and
private.
We come out, right, in
you
private,
act accordingly.
And then we go out with them, then you just
you got to pretend like everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you know he's
yeah.
not really going to get with the other friend,
so
hopefully.
So he's just
yeah.
acting his same old goofy self, and it happened to be with the friend you dislike. So that even
yeah.
though that friend doesn't know that y'all dislike her,
wow.
he's just going, oh, I said the joke. I didn't think it'd blow that
this
badly.
This is where dude energy goes left all the time with women.
Wrong crowd.
Hey,
come
Nick,
on.
Nick, wrong crowd for real. I get where Nick is coming from, even though I don't necessarily agree.
Mm-hmm.
What's this guy's name? Me and him need to go get a beer.
y'all will be soon.
Well,
bro.
We didn't give him a name. So.
What do you want to name him? What do you want to name him?
Joker McJokerson over here. I mean, what are we naming this guy?
Joking James.
Joking James.
Not funny at all.
Whatever. All right, Nick. Thank you for standing your ground. We appreciate you. Have a great
yes,
day.
Bye.
Later, man. Hey, we tried to razz him, and he said, nah.
Well,
this tree ain't shaking 10 toes, not the jerk. It's funny.
It is funny. Ryan from Alabama is so full of it. He texted in and said, not the jerk. My wife knows I would have said this in joking. You got to know your partner. Ryan, you are way too catty to act like this would have gone over as a cool joke with someone you don't like. Come on.
You have to know your partner
no
in both senses, though.
No
you
got to
know what joke would have landed and not.
All right, let's go to Kelly in Sussex and see if she which way she's going to go, because she's the tiebreaker.
Oh, we split?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Kelly.
Morning.
Good morning. I think this is the first time I've ever been the tiebreaker.
No.
Well, congratulations. Today's your day. And Millie from the South Side wrote in and said, that was a slap in the face, especially because you know she hates her. If she talks about everyone now, that is going to be the next gossip.
True. No, that is true. Yeah.
Which way are you going, Kelly? Is
Kelly.
He the jerk for making the joke?
Long time theme song. First time.
First time tiebreaker.
I'm going to say he is so the jerk. If that was me, he would have woken up in the hospital.
Oh. At least it's not a body bag.
And only because she poisoned his food, not because she laid a hand on him.
We don't know.
No, he should have had her back.
Samantha and McGuanago texted him, am I the only one who would call him out right at the table? Yes, because the girl doesn't know nobody likes her.
Right, and
that's
the caveat.
The problem
that's
here.
The caveat. It's a genuine
yeah.
frenemy, so y'all are only batting behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're calling him Foot and Mouth Philip. Thank you, whoever texted that in.
I like Foot and
Thank
Mouth
you.
Philip. Okay.
That's a good name.
Lock it in. Foot and Mouth Philip.
Kelly, big old jerk. Big old jerk.
Big old jerk.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Big old jerk.
Say less.
All right. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Wow. People are texting in all fired up about Foot and Mouth Philip. Jerk. Put the shoe on the other foot. What if she said that about one of your friends you didn't like? Would it still be funny? That's from Carl in Milwaukee.
That's literally what I was just about to say.
Yeah.
Had this situation been flipped, I don't think he would have found this funny himself.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
really?
Exactly.
No, genuinely.
He's
it would
got
have been,
a dude he doesn't like, and then you're like, I should have married him.
You want to leave?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What you mean? What you mean? What you trying to do? Go ahead. Bye. Go. Bye.
I love it how you put yourself in that scenario, DZ. You're like, no. No.
What?
I love it.
Flip that script, man. Jerk. Tell me you laugh at that same joke. No.
Foot in mouth, Philip is a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.